Today is Monday, June 5th, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. Good news for literally all of us. On Saturday, President Biden signed a bill that suspends the U.S. government's debt ceiling, thereby avoiding a U.S. default on its debt just 2 days before the deadline. Upon signing the agreement, Biden said, quote, "It was critical to reach an agreement, and it's very good news for the American people. No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed. Also, thanks for making me skip part of my Asia trip for this nonsense, Kevin." JK, he didn't say that part. On the less bright side, the credit rating agency Fitch said that the United States' AAA rating will still remain on negative watch, despite the agreement. Can't really blame them for having some major trust issues with us when we play a public game of chicken over whether we'll pay our bills or not every few years. In other positive economic news, the May jobs report was released on Friday. The Labor Department reported that the U.S. economy added 339,000 non-farm payroll jobs, which is much higher than the estimate of 190,000 jobs. The professional and business services industries led job creation for the month, with government and healthcare industry jobs shortly behind. The unemployment rate rose to 3.7% against the estimate for 3.5%, though this report marks the 29th straight month for positive job growth. Average hourly earnings rose in line with expectations of 0.3%, with average annual wages increasing by 4.3%, which is just 0.1% below the estimate. Gold star for the red, white, and blue devil. And if you hear that reference, you make me proud. On Friday, a federal judge issued a ruling that struck down Tennessee's legislation that had passed in March, banning drag shows in public and restricting where children could watch them. The judge wrote in his opinion that the anti-drag law violates First Amendment freedom of speech protections and that the restrictions were substantially overbroad. Tennessee's state attorney general has already promised to appeal the ruling. So now we have just 25 more anti-drag and 400 more anti-trans pieces of legislation throughout the country to go. Another two of those anti-trans bills are currently working their way through Tennessee's state legislature after advancing from the Senate's Education Committee last week. The first would prohibit school employees from using students' preferred pronouns or name unless they have parental approval, meaning kids would need to have already come out to their parents. The second bill prohibits the discussion of gender identity and sexual orientation in public schools entirely. So am I to take it that we are banning prom kings and queens as well? Taylor, we are going to need you to come back and collect your state again. You could say we need a dark blue Tennessee. For our last story, on Friday, Floridians protested a new immigration law passed by Governor Ron DeSantis. The new legislation limits social services for undocumented immigrants, allocates more tax dollars to flying migrants wherever DeSantis feels like, invalidates driver's licenses that were issued to undocumented people by other states, and requires all hospitals that receive funding from Medicaid to ask about their patient's immigration status. Also, anyone in Florida who transports someone who they know or should know is an immigrant could be charged with a felony for human smuggling. And the law does not only penalize migrants, but any employers who don't check their employees' immigration status. This could potentially create an interesting pickle for the state's economy, as the nonprofit research group, the Florida Policy Institute, estimates that without undocumented workers, the state's most labor-intensive industries would lose 10% of their workforce and potentially lead to a $12.6 billion drop, or about 1%, in Florida's GDP in a single year, thereby decreasing overall tax revenue. So what'll it be, Ron? Billions or bigotry? Thank you for listening to The Morning Announcements brought to you by Betches Media. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.